The opinions expressed during this program are solely those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of the ownership, management, staff, or advertisers of WMGQ Magic 98.3.
We're mad as heck, and we want answers. Hi, I'm Maggie Glynn. On At Central Jersey today, we're talking with George Casamos from Stop FEMA Now and attorney Matthew Krause about Thursday's bus trip to Washington, D.C. for Sandy victims wanting to call congressional attention to their continuing fight for a fair insurance settlement. The FEMA claims have been reopened for about a year, and many people still wait for payment. First to George Casamos to bring us up to speed. George was with us about a year ago after a rally in Trenton where lots of folks, Sandy victims, went down to call attention to their plight. Now, George, you're going to Washington this week. Tell us about it.
About a year ago, 60 Minutes did a report on our Sandy claims from 3 years ago, how there was fraud in the process. Folks in the National Flood Insurance Program were taking engineering reports and altering them without the engineer's authorization. We thought after FEMA and the NFIP got caught with their pants down at 60 Minutes that they would give us a fair claim in a timely fashion. What's transpired in over the last year is that there's actually even more fraud in the process, and now folks in the NFIP and FEMA are altering the adjuster's report. No one's going to the house. They're taking the original adjuster's report that would say damage to the house was caused by flood, and they would just write was not caused by flood, and no one ever went to the house again. So it's just the same fraud and same delay tactics that was happening for the last almost 4 years.
Now, George, these changes, they've been documented by Sandy victims that these the paperwork has been changed? They've actually seen this on their paperwork?
Absolutely. And it's not just a one-off. I mean, this is happening everywhere, and we actually have proof of it. And we're going to go down to Washington and let our congressmen and our senators know that this isn't even a private insurance company that's trying to lowball us or deny us or fraudulently deny us our claim after 4 years. This is the federal government insurance company. The National Flood Insurance Program is a federal insurance company that's supposed to pay our claim that still has not paid us a fair claim. They've spent more money fighting the people than actually paying their claims. It's shameful what our government has done to them.
Now, George, who is calling attention to this? I know that you are at Stop FEMA Now. Who are you expecting in Washington to be there helping you? Who's fighting the battle with you?
Our congressmen and our senators better be waiting for us when we get down to Washington, or else that's going to be a big problem, wouldn't you think? I mean, I'll tell you, Senator Booker and Senator Menendez and Congressman MacArthur have been leading the cause on keeping FEMA and the NFIP accountable. We want them to continue that, but with a much louder voice and much more stern. I mean, this is 4 years. If I told you you're going to get paid at some point, and 4 years later, you're still renting a home and you're still looking at your home damage because your federal government did not pay your insurance claim that you paid. This isn't aid or anything that we're talking about. This is about insurance that we had through our government that is not paying us a fair claim. It is shameful.
All right. And let's talk for people who maybe are not aware of what's been going on, because it's not just a Sandy flood thing. I mean, this really could affect anyone. It just so happens that it's affected thousands of people with Sandy. So when you're saying, well, the government hasn't paid, can you give us some figures, some examples of what people have gotten?
There's homes that have a crack in their foundation that's, you know, 4 inches deep, and it's offset by 2 or 3 inches, and they're saying that was a pre-existing condition. There are homes that were sold within the last 2 or 3 years before Sandy. They have a homeowner's inspection report underneath the house. There's nothing wrong, no cracks, no anything, and the house is tilted, you know, 4 or 5 inches down on one side. Doors can't close. Windows can't close. The town demolished the property because it's a hazard. Okay, and FEMA saying, "Oh no, it's a pre-existing condition." I mean, there is proof here. These aren't people that are saying, "Hey, we want to take advantage of the system." This is 4 years later when the town and the state say this home is uninhabitable, and FEMA says, "Oh no, it was a pre-existing condition," and we have proof from homeowners, you know, engineering reports from before Sandy when they bought the house. You know, when you buy a house, you have a homeowner inspector look at it, and they take pictures, and we have pictures before and after. This isn't a big deal, and they keep on denying. And that's a big, very, very big problem. And no one is holding them accountable. No one has gone to jail yet.
Let's talk a little bit more about figures. Let's talk about some of the payouts that people have gotten. They're insured $200,000, $250,000. And let's say it again, they were insured. Some of those payouts have been what, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 to rebuild their homes?
And sometimes zero. I mean, you know, think about it. You can't get back in your home because you need $100,000 to A, either fix your foundation and then another $150,000 to rebuild your home or to knock it down and rebuild. You can't move forward. So these folks should, you know, this should be very simple. Our government is spending more money fighting our claim. They should have drove by, saw the house is tilted by 4, 5, 6 inches or the house got shifted off its foundation and literally just dropped a check and mailed it to the door. 4 years later, they've probably spent, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 fighting each claim.
So, George,
now, let me give you a statistic.
Yes.
There were 2,000 claims before, 1 year after Sandy, that they originally litigated. These people said, this is a problem. This is a different set of cases. They spent over $200 million litigating those 2,000 cases. They could have paid all those cases in full and had money left over, but instead they chose to fight it. They're doing the same thing now. So far they've paid out $90 million to homeowners, and basically the people who are taking this money are people that are done. They're losing their house, they're sick, they're ill. You see a story, it was on ABC News, the lady has cancer. She has to take a $15,000 claim. She had 8 or 9 feet of water in her home. They're giving her $15,000. She's dying of cancer, and she's going to take it because she's got to move on, okay? And this is what's happening. 4 years later, people don't have the money to hold on anymore. They're done.
So, George,
you can't pay rent, you can't pay mortgage, you can't do everything and put your kids in school and everything else. It is killing. It is literally killing people.
Why the fight? You're down there for 4 years. You see this. The figures that you're giving that's being fought to fight the amount to fight these claims. Why do you think they're being fought? Why do you think the money is not being paid out to people who had insurance?
It's very simple. The even though it's a federally backed program, the people who make the money are the WIOs, or write your own insurance companies. There's private insurance companies that write your flood insurance and get 30% of your fee. But if there's a claim, the federal government pays for it. So these insurance companies make a lot of money with very little risk. If they pay out the true actual cost of the claim, it's going to bankrupt the flood insurance program and it's going to kill the golden goose. And that's bottom line what they're doing. They're saying, screw everybody. Let's just keep this thing going because we're making a lot of money here, guys. But at some point, you got to pay the claim. That's the way insurance works. And that's the problem.
Now, FEMA reopened about a year ago because of these reports and because a couple of senators got behind pointing out what happened just about a year ago, reopened.
Yep.
This was unprecedented, right, to reopen something like this. So, George, what have you seen from Stop FEMA Now that's happened in the past year? Has there been a change?
Well, number one, there's been 19,000 people that reopened up their claim. Let me say that again. 19,000 people that felt they were wronged. How many more didn't either lost their home, couldn't hold on for 3 years, lost it, sold it, walked away, or just don't want to deal with the four-letter F word, FEMA, okay? But 19,000 people filed the claim. You know what's happened since then? Denials, delays, and fraud. They're changing reports. Look, if you had 4 feet of water in your home, your heating system in your sheetrock is 20, 30 grand, easy, 40 grand. And they're giving these people 10, 15 grand.
For their whole, to completely redo
their
homes.
House.
Right.
I mean, if you live on if you have a ranch home and you get 4 inches of water, your home should get gutted. It's a total loss. See, it's substantially, when the town says your home is substantially damaged, by definition, that means 51% of the value of the structure is damaged. Okay? And that and the town will assess that property at, say, $200,000 the value of the property. Very simple math will tell you it's at least $100,000 worth of damage. Okay? This is a township. Okay? They came and looked at it. And FEMA's giving them 10, 15 grand and denying them. And 4 years later, we're still fighting. We're taking buses down to Washington to say our government is screwing us. And it isn't just Sandy survivors. We find out that there's been fraud proven in a court of law from Katrina. And then all these other little disasters. They've been doing the same thing and getting away with it. We're going to stop it. Not only for us, for the previous disaster victims and the future disaster victims. Everybody in Houston, 4 years from now, they're going to be having the same problems if we don't fix it now.
And George, how about the government in New Jersey, Democrats, Republicans, independents, all of our representatives, how are they helping to focus on the plight of these victims and to make changes and to help them get their money?
Look, there's a lot of other things going on in New Jersey. There are some elected officials that do help us. We feel, you know, 4 years later, it's kind of a forgotten thing. But for instance, the state should have the insurance commissioner sanction all of these companies and say, you can't write insurance in here until you straighten this out. You put pressure on the federal government. See, our state government can't get involved with the NFIP program. But you know what? Say, hey, if you guys don't mediate it, like every other insurance claim in New Jersey that gets filed, if you have a problem, it goes to binding mediation. National Flood Insurance Program does not. It supersedes state law, and it goes into the federal government. What our state government should say is, you know what? Pack your stuff and get out of the state until you fix this flood insurance stuff. If you write flood insurance, you better fix your flood insurance claims. Then you can come back and start writing insurance in New Jersey. Okay? And that's what our states can do. Our taxes are going up ridiculously, or we should have an abatement for 5 years. We haven't lived in our home for the last 4 or 5 years. We should have abatement not only for these 4 or 5, but for the next 4 or 5. Okay, everybody wanted to help right after Sandy, but the people that truly need help 4 years later, they're not getting help. People are getting sick. They're living in molded homes because they can't rent another home. I mean, this is a truth. The people that are still have this problem are in dire straits. They're good middle-class Americans. They're not asking for welfare. They're asking for the federal government to pay their insurance claim that they've been paying for 10, 20, 30 years at some point and never had a claim.
And, George, how many people do you think this is affecting in New Jersey? Just a ballpark figure.
Well, if there's 19,000 claims, Sandy primarily happened in New York and New Jersey, so it's got to be about half of them, about 10,000. Now, our group, Stop FEMA Now, is primarily in New Jersey, and we've had meetings in New York and New Jersey, so at least half of those are people in New Jersey. So you have 10,000 people that are still don't have money from their insurance company 4 years after the storm.
And
Get into a car accident, you can't use your car, or you have to pay for out of your pocket for another car. For a couple weeks, and so you get your settlement and everything. But 4 years later, you go broke. Imagine doing that, your mortgage and rent. You go broke.
Well, and speaking of mortgage and rent, I understand that people who have mortgages still and have damaged Sandy homes are paying FEMA flood insurance, even though their houses can't inhabit and they haven't settled their claims. They still are paying yearly flood insurance to FEMA. How does that work?
I'll do you one better. The people that knock their house down and they don't even have a house, they have land, are still required to purchase flood insurance. There is no common sense. Our federal government needs a Department of Common Sense. But the problem is these WIOs, these write-your-own insurance companies, are running this show. Our federal government is not running this show. The National Flood Insurance Program is $24 billion in the hole. Do you know how many people work for the National Flood Insurance Program?
I have no idea, George.
150 people. It's all outside companies, contractors, consultants, and they run the NFIP. They dictate what goes on, and what they dictate is they want profits. So they screw the customer, which is us.
So what do you hope to see with Stop FEMA Now? I'm sure at some point you hope to be out of business. This is not what do you do for a living, quote unquote, besides for Stop FEMA Now? You must have two full-time jobs. Right.
I'm a realtor and a broker. If anybody's selling a house, I do spend a lot of time. Please look me up. And especially if you live in a flood zone, I can assist you. I know a little bit about that. But I do spend a lot of time. I just can't let it go. You know, I feel, you know, I'm done. I raised my home. I'm done. I fought with FEMA originally on my original claim. I got triple from what they first offered me to what I finally got. I got 300% more because I'm a fighter. I think you could pick that up by now. I think an average American is going to get it, maybe get another 3 or 5% more and move forward. A lot of people just don't have the fight.
And that's what I want to ask you, George, before we go. I'm sure in the years that you've been fighting this, how many people have you seen because they've had to do the paperwork over and over and over again? How many of them, especially the senior citizens, still out of home, still desperate, do you come across and think, what's going on?
I feel more like a therapist than an activist. I mean, grown men, grown women crying on my shoulder that I'm losing my, I've done everything right and I'm losing my home. My next door neighbor lost his home. My next door neighbor, we used to, you know, cook oysters and mussels and give them across the fence. He sold his home for nothing because he got a crap claim. We have basically the same house and I got almost triple what he got. And I told him from day one, you got screwed. And he couldn't afford to put it back together, couldn't afford to list it and had to give the house away. That's shameful. To give you the number, I'm not lying to you, between actual meeting people and people over the phone, thousands that just said, look at Ortley. Look at all the empty lots in Ortley. Look at half the houses that are not done. Those are the people that did not get a fair claim.
And they are continuing, like you said, some are continuing to fight and some are emotionally and financially drained and are giving up the fight. But for folks who are interested in the fight, who want to support you, tell us about the bus trip. Tell us about how they can get involved and what they can do, either going to this trip or getting in touch with politicians to demand help for these Sandy victims.
First of all, what you want to do is you want to go to StopFemaNow.com. That's our website. If you're on Facebook, go to StopFemaNow on Facebook. That's the first thing. If you do have a Sandy claim, I just want to let you know that FEMA and the NFIP, they put you in three different groups. If you file it as a homeowner, they put you in one group. If you file it with an attorney, they put you in another group. And if you have a congressional file, you called your congressman and they have that file, they put another group. So you know they're giving preference to those congressional files. So what we tell everybody who's coming on the trip is bring us a copy of your file. We'll give it to the congressman so you can get preferential treatment. We should at least be able to get that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Push to the front of the line. So if you do have a Sandy claim, you want to bring that copy with you, number one. Number two is we're leaving Silverton First Aid Squad at 86 Main Street in Toms River, New Jersey, on Thursday, April 28th at 6 a.m. sharp. And I get on the bus. It's paid for. If you can just email us at StopFemaNow@gmail.com and just say, hey, I'm coming. Me and my wife are coming. Kids, it doesn't matter. Bring anybody you want. Bring a neighbor. Bring a friend. We'll give you food, drinks, coffee, breakfast, lunch, snacks, whatever you need. It's all picked up. We have to go down to Washington, D.C., and we have some very, very big news, and I can't tell you what it is. It's going to be in the newspaper, and it's going to expose a lot of what's happening.
And on radio, of course. Don't forget us, George.
Yeah. And I'm sure, we'll give you the scoop when it happens. But it's going to be groundbreaking, and it's going to help the Sandy survivors finally get their fair claim. And hopefully, not only do we get a fair claim, but people go to jail. I mean, this is shameful.
Well, George, we very grateful you could come back on. Of course, we'll have you on again to follow up on all this news. And George Casimos from Stop FEMA Now, thanks so much for being on At Central Jersey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to At Central Jersey with Maggie Glynn on Magic 98.3. And joining me now is Matthew Krause. He is a lawyer for many people now who are still suffering from Sandy. Matthew, can you tell me what law firm you're from and maybe how many victims of this you're representing?
Sure, Maggie. Thanks very much. It's good to be with you, and we appreciate your taking time on your program to focus on this issue, which we think is very important. My firm is Weisbrod, Matthes & Copley. We have offices in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia now. We represent about 1,300, not quite 1,300 home and business owners who are Sandy victims and who are going through FEMA's review process. We've been working on the review process for almost a year now, and we got involved with it initially because we've got experience with FEMA's flood insurance program, and we actually proved in another matter that one of its insurance companies committed fraud after Hurricane Katrina. So it seemed like a natural fit for us to get involved.
When you did get involved, and you've been working with victims now for quite a while, Matthew, what are the issues that you are finding throughout this process that people are continuing to fight, continuing to battle, not getting their settlements? You know, what is your law firm seeing?
Yes, well, I think the message that FEMA broadcast it was about this time last spring. They created the review process after some pretty startling admissions last year that the insurance companies and the engineers that had worked for FEMA and had done the original review of Sandy flood insurance claims, federal flood insurance claims, had committed fraud and had systematically underpaid people. FEMA promised that this review process would take everything in hand within FEMA and deliver us all a fast, simple program that would pay people what FEMA actually owes them on their policies. And Maggie, to put it bluntly, the short answer is FEMA lied about this process. The process has turned out to be a sham that is rubber stamping and even compounding the original fraud that we learned about last year.
And let's talk about how that is happening. How is this compounding the fraud, and how are the people touched by this coping? Because I know speaking with so many of the people last year who were involved in this, it's a breaking point for many residents who have been involved in Sandy. They can't take it anymore.
It certainly is. And the thing I think that I and my colleagues see the most consistently with our more than 1,200 clients is that people are fed up. Some people are fed up and they're just angry. Some people are just weary and exhausted. And you know, just don't have the energy anymore to keep going through this process. One of the little nitpicky details that seems like a small piece of the puzzle but is actually extraordinarily important is that if FEMA reviews your claim and thinks you're owed another $800, which is not an unrealistic number to come out of their reviews, and we think that you're owed another $25,000, you don't get the $800 up front and then continue fighting about the rest. You take the $800 and are done, or you get nothing until FEMA reaches agreement with you. And some people say, look, I agree. I don't, you know, I'm not getting nearly what I'm owed here, but I don't have 6 months or 8 months or the energy or the money to keep fighting. I just have to take the low ball payment. And if I can, Maggie, one of the great examples of this is a client of ours was profiled recently by WABC TV on a report that aired earlier this month out of New York. And, you know, this is a woman who's got late stage cancer. She really can't afford in any sense to keep fighting for months or years.
She was in Atlantic City, right, Matthew? Is that am I correct?
Yes, that's the one.
Right.
You've got it. What was really extraordinary, aside from the really moving human factors here, we've discovered in this process with her claim and others that not only were there, you know, the fraud that came out that was sort of the marquee concern last year were changed engineering reports. And while that's not the whole picture from last year, that was a big picture.
And how are they changed, Matthew? What's going on that they're being changed?
Sure.
Are they reviewing? Are they going back to the homes? What's happening?
Well, let me give the example of the woman we've been talking about from Atlantic City. She had someone come to her house right after the storm. I think it was November 11th of 2012. This is less than 2 weeks after Sandy struck. They took photos of her house. They took photos of all the flood damage. There are photos in a report somewhere that say a hot water heater and boiler were damaged, kitchen floor was damaged. And then there's another report dated 2 weeks later with exactly the same photos. And no one new came to the house, but those same photos in a subsequent report have captions that say hot water heater was not damaged. Floodwaters did not damage kitchen floor. And they altered the report to justify a lowball payment to her. And FEMA's reviewers in the last few months either saw this and didn't care or weren't intelligent enough to pick up on it. And there's no question that FEMA knows that those adjustments and those photos and those captions were doctored in this case. We brought this exact claim to FEMA's Office of Chief Counsel. We said, this is appalling. This is astonishing. You have to make this right. The lawyers we talked to admittedly did seem upset, and they came back to us a couple days later, and they did absolutely nothing.
Let's look past this one case in Atlantic City and hundreds, maybe thousands of people affected by Sandy, where this seems to be the way the claims have been worked out in a state of like New Jersey, where how to get any work done, how much it costs. People fully insured, $200,000, $250,000, getting $10,000, $12,000, $20,000, $30,000. How did this happen, and why is it still continuing?
Well, how it happened is one matter, but what's really alarming to us is why it's not being set right in a process that was an extraordinary process that was created to do exclusively that. And I think the most surprising, the most insidious part of this whole mess that the review process has become is that FEMA systematically, deliberately is not basing its review of what people should be paid based on what the policies should cover. These are insurance policies. They have specific guidelines that they set forth about what's covered, what's not covered, how we're going to figure out how much it's worth, how we're going to pay you. FEMA is not doing that here. They've got an artificial piece of software, something developed for them by McKinsey and Company, who were consultants on the development of the process, we understand, that takes in data like the square footage of your house, how nice is your house, is it low, medium, or high quality, and it spits out an artificial lowball range. Then the reviewer just uses that range and works backward to shoehorn whatever assessment he's going to come up with into that range, irrespective of what your coverage actually provides. Reviewers are being told not to pay for things that they know are covered in order to conform to these artificial lowball thresholds. And I want to be clear here, Maggie, because this is an important point. This is not just a suspicion. This isn't just my firm saying this. This process has become so appalling that we've got people who worked on it leaving, saying, I'm disgusted, and becoming whistleblowers who have given us documents to attest to this, who have sworn statements about this. We've seen documents from FEMA. We know this is going on.
And if this is shown to be going on and can be proved to be going on, how is this going to help the people who are affected by this, many of who just are giving up?
Well, it's a good question. And I think it's worth noting that some or all of these claims, particularly the ones my firm works on, may end up in court one day. It may take time, but we think these claims are strong. These people certainly deserve what the federal government promised to give them in its flood insurance policies. And if this review process doesn't do them justice, I wouldn't be surprised if we have to take a number of claims in that direction. But I think there's another avenue that's important to discuss, in that Congress, which was also involved in the advising on the creation of the review process, you know, can and should be involved in reviewing what's going on with this process, investigating what we think is outrageous and systemic fraud, and holding the people who are responsible accountable, as well as ensuring that victims of Sandy who purchased insurance from the federal government get what they're entitled under those insurance policies.
Well, Matthew Krauss, I think that many people since Sandy, people who have been victimized by this, have been yelling and shouting and reaching out and in groups and singularly and talking to their insurance companies and trying to get help from the government, and they're going around in a circle. Why is that? Do they just not want to give them the money? Is the money not there?
Well, it's one of the questions we've been asking. It's one thing for insurance companies who work for FEMA to underpay when it's not their dime and not their investment, but it's astonishing when it's the federal government itself that is actively helping to underpay people on policies that it owes.
The other question I have to ask you is, many of these Sandy victims, and I'm sure many of the people that you're representing, in the midst of not being able to live in their homes, and I just asked this to George also, not being able to live in their homes, not being able to get their settlement, if they have a mortgage, they are still paying FEMA flood insurance. How is that possible?
And it's alarming and it's disturbing. And if what I've seen is correct, and I'm sure George has seen the same thing and has made a study of it, if I'm not surprised or if I'm not mistaken, those insurance policies are going, or those premiums are going way up. It's a story that needs to be told. We've got lots of people who are just caught in limbo. Now, not only is the process a sham, by the way, but it's a sham that is taking so much longer than anyone expected or was told it would take. We were told the process would take 90 days for most people. It's a year later for many of them. And we've got clients, we've got hundreds of clients, and I use that number specifically. We've got hundreds, nearly 250 that I'm aware of, that don't even have a caseworker assigned to look at their claim yet. And these are people who have been living in hotels, in sheds in their backyard, who have no heat. My colleague Josh Katz has got a client we talked to who heats his house last winter with propane and prays that he doesn't blow up his house and kids because he doesn't have the money from his insurance claim to fix his heat 3.5 years after Sandy.
And Matthew,
it has had an enormous human impact.
If he's still paying, if he has a mortgage, he still has to pay the mortgage also.
Absolutely. And we've got clients. I've got clients who called me and said, I've had to disconnect utilities. I can't afford television. I can't afford my phone line anymore. I know someone who's gone bankrupt. I know someone who, just to make insufficient Band-Aid repairs to their home, has emptied a retirement account.
And I think that's many people and many of the seniors that you so worry about now, too, that either don't have housing or have no money to get their housing back. Now, before I let you go,
Absolutely.
This congressional briefing in Washington Thursday, what is your firm hoping that this will do?
Absolutely. Well, Sandy victims and the public interest groups like George's group are rightly furious that the government has taken advantage of them and has lied to them. These people want a voice. And frankly, they want FEMA to do what it's supposed to do on its insurance policies. Congressman Tom MacArthur of New Jersey 3rd has been listening, and he understands that this issue is critical for his constituents. He's already called for congressional investigation on this matter, and frankly, my firm agrees that that's a good response. But we're working with him and his office and others to organize this briefing next week to educate the public and other members of Congress about what's been going on with this FEMA review process and how it's still affecting Sandy victims. One of the whistleblowers I mentioned, I hope will be there next week. and we'll give people a chance to hear about what's happening here. So we hope that people will get involved, will be vocal, that people will get angry rather than despairing, and let their legislators know that we won't tolerate this from our government.
Matthew Krause, thank you so much for being on At Central Jersey and sharing this information with all of us, and especially the people still suffering after Sandy.
Thank you so much, Maggie.
Missed a show? Listen online or download episodes at magic983.com.